Ready to rock and roll, baby.
It is good to be back.
You're fresh back. You just got in this morning.
I literally landed at 7 a.m.
Wow.
She said, I'm taking advantage of every day we're not filming. Like, yup. If I need to, I don't need to come until the morning of that we record the podcast.
That was me extending, being like, what's the last possible time I can come back? So anything, and me being tired today is my own doings. And yeah. I'm very aware of that.
That's exactly what I did with, we had, as soon as I flew in, we went straight to a wedding. David Alvarez's wedding.
Dang.
I saw that.
It's so funny. He called me and he FaceTimes me because
like,
he had to ask
something
the day before the wedding, not to ask if I was coming. It was so work related. He calls me and I'm like, what's up, baby? I'm in like the middle of Ibiza, like in the middle
You're
of the
on
ocean.
A boat.
He's like, are you gonna make it to my wedding? I was like, aww, of course, baby. I'm coming straight from the
You're
airport.
You're like, floor it. Turn the boat around. We gotta go.
Wait, did you actually go straight from the airport?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's a good way to keep you up, though.
It really does. It keeps things exciting. It's like very spontaneous.
Keep you on your toes.
Jet lag is
keeping you. There's something about it.
Mm-hmm. Jet lag's all mental.
Yeah. That's what Taylor Swift says. She says jet lag is a mindset.
Mindset.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a mindset.
Mm-hmm. I will say I'm glad I'd be sleeping right now if you guys weren't here.
Yeah.
Which like I want to be doing that, but I think it's good because I need to stay up. You
You'll have a better night's sleep tonight.
Exactly.
Than if you were to nap the day away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I was thinking? On the plane, as I was feeling shit flying back, I was like, how do people do this all the time, right? People that like, travel all the time. Then it hit me. How are flight attendants doing it? Flight attendants are always traveling. We can't even, you put me on a plane and then like one stop, get on another plane. I'm already, like I feel like garbage. But the flight attendants, they're dealing with the same, they're doing exactly what we're doing.
Well, no, they're not because we just sit.
And they're working.
They're working.
On their feet.
Yes.
I know. I'm saying they're doing exactly what we're doing in the sense of just like being on a plane up, going down, landing somewhere else, different time zone. Why can't we do it?
Any flight attendants out there? So I know that, I think I just recently found out. So if you leave from LAX to JFK, right? Your flight attendants that are LA based that live in LA. So they fly to JFK, the plane deboards, they put new people on, and then they return that flight and would be a flight from JFK
back to LA, and then they go to bed, right?
I think not always. I don't think always.
Do they have to spend the night there?
Sometimes. I think it depends on like what the flight schedule and things too. Also, I'm sure there's like mandatory breaks and things they need to take. So sometimes like I'm on flight attendant TikTok where they're like in hotel rooms and they have like the night. That's like when you see them walking through the airport and things with their suitcase. I think they like jump off, but they have their station. Like for instance, when I got back from Japan, I was talking to the flight attendant and she was asking if I was home and I was like, yeah, are you home? She's like, oh yeah, we're all LA based. So I think they like work together a lot of times too.
Yeah, like, got it. Like shifts and stuff.
Cause I was going to say, if you had to do like a 6-hour flight to JFK, okay, deboard, let new people come on, and then you're six. That's like over a 12-hour workday of just like being in the air nonstop. Like
that would be nice and deal with me
and
people.
Dealing with people. Yeah.
That
would
be a really long day flying there and back.
Bless you.
Sorry.
I'm on that part of TikTok also that is flight attendants sleeping on the planes, like showing the little cabins that they're in when they sleep.
Wait, really? I'm sorry, what?
Like for long haul flights, like I'm sure, like when we're flying to Japan and it's a 10-11 hour flight, I don't think they're working the full 11 hours. I think they like switch off with like sleeping.
Yeah.
Also.
Wait, I thought they were up the whole time. I didn't actually think they were. Wait, where do they sleep?
There's like little quarters. You should look it up on TikTok. There's like little quarters, like little beds for them in like certain areas of the
so
plane.
So it's like a separate first class for them that they get to like.
It's like it's
sure
like a tour bus almost.
Yes.
Like it's like
it's
a little like a little bus.
No, they don't make them do that.
Yeah.
They
couldn't give them a first
beds?
Class seat.
I agree.
Right, it's because you know there's at least one or two empty. Just give them the seat. Does maybe like it looks so unprofessional seeing like a flight attendant.
I mean, she's
ringing the thing. Just
imagine you're like, hey, can I get? And that's like, oh, sorry,
she's
I'm
like,
on my break.
I didn't get my chicken.
Yeah, she's like watching.
I'm sorry, dude. Sorry, baby.
You gotta keep going.
Team bonding idea. We do a course where we learn how to be flight attendants.
I already know.
Shut up.
I watch them all the time.
Okay.
Well, actually, if they stop closing the goddamn curtain, I want to see the magic. I want to see them pulling out the little drawers and shit.
No. This energy is how what percentage of men were like, I could land a plane if I needed to?
Okay. I've always wanted to, because you know how they have all those drawers and shit? Uh-huh. Like one is like a mini oven, one's a something else. I just, every time they come out with like a whole thing, a tray of hot food, cold dishes, I'm like, where is it coming from in this kitchen? Like, where are they storing all these items?
I think it's all little microwavable meals. Wait. I think they just pop them in and just.
In my mind, it's like a rat, like a bunch of racks and like the whole section is an oven.
Like so Subway?
Literally, I think in my mind, that's what it is. And they're just sliding it in, sliding it out.
One time I was on a flight and John and Vinny's was.
No way.
On it, yeah.
No. Yeah. Wait, you could order the actual food?
Yeah, the menu was like with John and Vinny's.
Wow.
So it's definitely like there's different chefs and stuff, but that was so good. Also, wait, I just saw someone post they were on a flight and it was Shake Shack.
Yes.
What?
Right now, Delta. I think it's Delta. From JFK to like certain legs, you can get a Shake Shack burger.
Boy, I'd be getting bubble guts.
Yeah, that is not a good thing to eat.
Shake Shack?
But a lot of people were saying, though, they're like, yes, Shake Shack is delicious, but like, it's a $10 burger versus like you're paying for like a first class seat. I saw a lot of people saying that online, but I do love a Shake Shack burger.
I don't know. My salmon on the way here was not good.
Fish on a plane?
Don't get fish. It sounds like a horror movie.
Worse than snakes fish on a plane. No way.
That is like, you don't fuck with fish. Like, also, don't order fish on a plane.
Let's give the flight attendants a better seat. What is this little flap that they have to pull down off the wall and they're
the turbulence?
Straight up 90 degrees.
If the plane crashes, that's a terrible place to be.
Break your back sitting on the wall. Like, that's
terrible. Treat your flight attendants better.
Do something better. Anyway, all right, let's go. You guys ready?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, that was a different language. Get red, red,
red. I can't read. Yeah. Hit it.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm jet lagged.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
I think three out of the four of us are currently jet lagged. Are you jet lagged still too?
I'm still like kind of like sick. Like, is that part of jet lag? Being a little sick? No.
No. Okay. Are you jet lagged?
Yeah, I got pneumonia.
I just sinus, just, but I know it's from traveling. And I got it the last day. I felt it. I was like, oh fuck.
I couldn't just get off.
Okay.
What?
No, it was the sick with the coughing. I'm so sorry. Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, no, I'm fine. I know I'm fine. It was more of like
a mindset.
It is a mindset. Mm-hmm. Sickness is a mindset.
Mind over matter, baby.
You know what else is a mindset? Salmonella. Like, mindset.
E. coli? Not real.
Mindset. It's not real.
People are going to think we're serious and don't
in it, though. It is.
I usually get a sore throat on a plane, though. I think it's that
dry air, and it's recycled.
Yeah, and I blast that shit. That's probably why I get sick. Blast that air on me because I'm so hot.
It's not good.
I know, but turn the AC on. Bitch, I'm dying. I'm dying on
the
plane.
I will say, though, sometimes there's planes that are way too cold, and I am freezing. Fighting
Which airline?
For warmth.
He wants to be on it.
I'd love to book a flight now.
And I will be tucked into my t-shirt. Like, it's bad.
Would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Too cold.
Too cold.
Too cold.
Never too hot.
But I know what you're talking about, and that sucks.
It's really bad.
How hot on a plane. That starts a virus on a plane.
I feel like that would also just like spur my claustrophobia. I saw this girl on TikTok's been posting that she was at JFK and their flight landed, or maybe it didn't take off, one or the other, but they wouldn't tell her. She might be posting as we speak right now that they've been on the plane for like 30 hours, but they're not telling her. Like, they're not telling anybody what's going on.
What do you mean they're not telling her?
Like, they're literally just like on the tarmac and can't get off for some reason. And she's like hour 30 on the plane.
Okay, that's giving like
30 hours.
How many people are on this flight?
I don't know. I almost
How is this not national news? This is that's what's it called? A hostage? What's the term? It's a hostage situation. It is a hostage situation.
No, I was going to say it's giving something to that caliber.
That's
of, like,
really bad.
Something.
You're not going to let me off this fucking plane on hour 30?
How many hours for you just to sit there not knowing what's going on before you pull that emergency door and just push it out? Legit though, how?
I just hate how easy it is to get on the no-fly list. It's just, it's so easy. It's so easy.
Here's my question. When you get on a no-fly list, is that just for the airline or is that in general?
Just that airline.
Just that airline.
Oh, okay.
Pick another one.
Yeah, there's so many options. Yeah,
but like, it would suck to like get a no-fly list on like the biggest airline, like United or American Airline. Like that would suck. All your friends are flying American Airlines to like Cabo for the birthday and you got to fly another airline.
If you do it, you should like test it. Do it on something you'll never fly again, like an Air Brazil or something.
Or Frontier or some shit.
Something you know like is a one-time like vacation that you go on. Yeah. Kind of test the waters a little bit.
Or see. Ryanair.
What's Ryanair?
I just found out this trip. Because I saw a bunch of Ryanair. R-Y-A-N, Air. And I was like, what airline is that? Ryanair is interesting. They're like, oh, it's like the Spirit of Europe.
You got to be one cocky motherfucker to name your airline but Ryanair.
Apparently, I love it. But apparently, nice Ryanair is like their socials. They're very popping aware.
Off. I've heard of it. Yeah.
They're like
honestly,
funny.
If there was a Remy Air, I'd be on it.
Kind of cute.
Remy Air.
Kind of cute.
$55,000 a seat.
You know how they give you like in first class a little goodie bag? It's a Birkin. Everybody gets
it's
like
a little boo-boo. Look under your seat. Boo-boo. No, the plane's going down. It's like, everyone look under your seat for your life vest. It's a little boo-boo. It's a little boo-boo and a life vest.
The other one.
And a life vest.
Can I ask you a genuine question?
Sure.
I know you guys are into labubus. Are you tattooing them? Are you piercing them?
I haven't yet.
I haven't, but I think it's cute. It looks fun. So,
I've seen some girls
are
tattoo.
Are they doing legit tattoos? Like, so you would take it to a tattoo artist and they're like doing a needle?
Oh, tattooing the actual labubus.
Yeah, people.
I've seen that, but I don't understand. Why can't you just get a Sharpie?
I don't get how.
You
like,
can.
So it's going through like the plastic?
Yeah, I think like because the face of the labubu has that like rubberized feel. Like it almost is like, you know how tattoo artists will practice on like fake skin?
Yeah.
It kind of has that same texture and like depth.
So it really works as a legit tattoo.
I saw a guy I think he was in Pasadena. He's a tattoo artist and he was doing he made a TikTok that was like, hi, right now, if you get a tattoo with me, I'll also tattoo your labubu for free.
Wow.
So people were like, really?
That's a good deal.
I love a sale.
Yeah. And like, then you could get matching with your labubu.
Got it. Okay.
It's a little too far. No.
No.
Like, that we're you're taking your labubu to a tattoo artist. Like, it's a human.
I think it's cute.
No, okay.
It's giving,
like it's the same as like, you know, when you switch the rims on your car or like the grill.
Honestly, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It kind of is.
You're
so
just
designing
your hobby.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Like,
no,
what's the point?
Not. Yeah.
No, that's like, you know, no. What we're talking about right now is like bringing your bed into your, bringing your car into your bed. It's like, okay.
Whoa, that is cool.
A little too far.
Whoa, that's where I draw the line.
Where you sleep with your Porsche, like on your bed. It's like, it's a little too
far,
no?
That is the dream. Where you have the situation where you could park the car in a living room and it's like an art piece right there. Or when they got them like hanging on the wall.
Hello.
I like that. That's
I don't know. I just got a house.
Idea.
Maybe I will. You guys come over to visit. You went, so how's the house coming? You guys, any renovation?
It's just cars.
It's
on the
wall.
Size,
or
it's
just a car bed. You know, like little kids have
race
the car bed. You make your actual Porsche a bed.
Wait, in
big,
the floor.
Big red.
I like this idea. I
big
like
bed?
This idea.
Big bed.
How's the mood going?
It's going well. So we basically have done everything in the house that we can pack up ahead of time is already packed, ready to go.
Wait.
And then like all of our essential things that we use every day, we haven't yet. The garage is fully done. Everything for the yard sale is ready to go. I have like a whole section that I put all the yard sale stuff in like a corner. So that's good to go. My garage is all packed up. All my clothes are ready. And the last thing I just got to do is the like dishes and glassware. I got to wrap it with like the safety paper.
Yeah, that
stuff.
Kitchen shit is the wow. most annoying to pack up.
We've
kitchen.
Also been selling so much on Facebook Marketplace, though.
How's that been?
I love it.
I
it's
do
the
love
best
Facebook Marketplace.
And you know you gotta remember everybody's trying to look for a deal.
Yeah.
So you're getting lowballed left and right.
Yeah.
But if you stay firm and you just give it like a week.
They come back.
You'll get what you want.
They always come
back.
But
what if it's like it's coming the last days and you still have shit?
If it comes down to the wire and it's something I like have to get rid of, then you know.
BOGO. You just give it for free.
BOGO.
Yeah. Tattoo. Not for free,
you buy
maybe,
it, I'll tattoo your laboo-boo.
You buy my couch, I'll throw in a laboo-boo.
Yeah, a laboo-boo with a couch.
I tattoo the couch.
You know, it would sell.
And you guys haven't heard of these inner walls, but a sugar bear. Sugar honey.
Sugar honey bear?
Sugar, sunny Angel.
Sunny Angel. So oh, close. Man.
Wait, we need to discuss how everyone just got over Sunny Angel so
up and
quickly.
Left.
I knew that shit was gonna. I knew it was gonna.
I'm still
be
tried
in
and
out.
True. I you love are. A Sunny Angel, and I will till I die.
Too. It's just the tote that I have upstairs of a lot in there. Where like the laboo-boos, I can hook them on a purse. You know, it's a little more like.
Are you regretting Sunny Angels yet?
I don't regret them at all.
Good. Okay. Okay. Good.
Good. I just need more friends to like give them away to. You know,
I'm available.
I know, but you gave me a lot of yours, so I can't give them back.
I'll take them back. I'm actually collecting now. Yeah. For a long time, I would just give them away, but now I'm like hoarding them.
You have a shrine?
I will soon. I have a whole setup planned. It's a secret, but just know I'm really excited about it.
I was really like a bathroom can be just Sunny Angel themed.
No, obsessed with that.
Or like. Future nursery, Sunny Angel.
Hear
thing.
Me out. Oh. You do the floor. You cover every resin. Square inch, and then you resin it and seal it in.
And wait, like on the floor? Mm-hmm. Wait, like when people do pennies, but it says Sunny.
Have they made laboo-boo onesies yet?
They've made laboo-boo.
What's the biggest laboo-boo they've come out with? I saw one for the first time that was
Zimomo?
Like this big.
That's a Zimomo.
It's wait, a what?
Zimomo.
Zimomo.
Oh, yeah. Is that like a laboo-boo's brother, cousin?
Yeah, so laboo-boo is like a little like family. Okay. Like they have like Zimomo, who's the big one with the tail. I think that one's a boy. There's Mokoko, who's a girl. She's pink. And then there's Laboo-boo.
Is this a show? Like, have they made this a show yet?
No, unfortunately not.
They should.
They should.
Imagine.
Live action Laboo-boo.
Wait, and God, we could be cast as voice actors for this.
Wait.
I could be Zimomo.
No, they're really so they're made up by this artist. So everything at Pop Mart, like there, if you walk in, there's like different little characters, like little memorabilia for each one, and each is made by a different artist. So like the artist who made Laboo-boo or like the Laboo-boo family is like
he's swimming in dough right now.
He's like, I never
rolling
thought.
In
people
it.
Would love it so much. Wow. No, it's really cute.
Oh, and you know he ain't humble either. He looking at everybody's like, you know that everybody that makes those toys at Pop Mart, they're trying so hard to be like big, thing. And Laboo-boo just fucking hit it.
Who started the Laboo-boo craze? Because in my head, it's you.
I thought, all right, can I guess?
Yeah.
Was it Rihanna?
No.
The paparazzi picture of Rihanna hadn't clipped because I saw somewhere.
Maybe like a lot of people made it bigger, but I think the person who's really started it was Lisa from Blackpink.
Really?
Okay. But a lot of people had them way before then. Just like how Jordan's had Sunny Angels for 20 years.
You had?
Shout. Yeah. He had Jordan in high school.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, weirdo.
Okay. The way we've had this conversation many times.
It's honestly very refreshing. Wait, Jordan, like watching him learn information as if it's the first time.
Yeah.
It's really refreshing. Fun. It is. It's even like earlier, I feel reinvigorated.
Oh,
have I
known this?
We've talked about it a few times.
Even earlier, he was like, oh, do one of you have family in Japan?
You gotta like every day wipe it clean to learn new things.
I know. It's,
but think
also,
of how
like,
nice that must be.
You guys remember that I black out every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the minute those cameras turn on, black out. Brain is at like clean slate, taking in information and spitting out information.
It's
fresh.
I think it's beautiful. I really do.
Thank you.
I envy it.
There's an innocence to it.
It
right?
is.
Thank
yes.
you so much. You guys don't even know me because off camera I'm completely different. I actually know everything off camera.
It's all for show.
It is. It
Hannah
is.
Montana.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Skims.
Okay, you guys know if you watch my vlogs, if you listen to Pretty Basic, you know how much I love Skims anything. Skims underwear, Skims loungewear, Skims bras, Skims bralettes. The Scoop bralette has truly changed my life. I wear it all the time, whether it's the summertime and I'm wearing it under like a little dress that's showing a little bit too much. I wear it in the wintertime underneath my sweatshirts. Like, I love that thing so much. It has changed my life. They also have the most incredible bras. I love their pajamas. Like, everything Skims makes is absolutely amazing.
I'm usually all about my thongs, but with summer here and, you know, my skirts and dresses are getting a little shorter, I definitely, you know, want something with a little bit more coverage. And I've hated full coverage panties before because they're usually bulky, not cute at all, and can feel like a diaper. But the lightweight cotton lace brief from Skims, total game changer. It's so cute, it's comfy, super soft, and it actually makes me, you know, feel cute and feminine. So who knew briefs could be this good?
I also love their little boy shorts too. Those are so comfortable. And also just their normal bras. Like, a bra has never fit me before like a Skims bra does. I didn't know that bras could be so comfortable, give you so much lift, not squeeze you in areas that you don't want to be squeezed. You don't have wires poking you out like in the chest. Like, truly, you guys, if you've not tried them, please try them. I promise you, your life will change, especially if you're a chestier girl like myself. It is the absolute best. Overall, you guys, you absolutely have to check them out. So shop our favorite bras and underwear at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show, Basically Unfiltered, in the drop-down menu that follows.
Thank you, Skims, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you. Thank you for taking care of our girls.
Oh, I wanted to ask, your trip to Thailand and Ibiza looked really sick.
Bangkok and Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Yes, yes. We traveled like...
How long were you in each? It was a week and a week?
No. We went to Bangkok for like 5 days, 6 days, and then we went to Ibiza for like 2 days.
Oh my god!
Yeah, no, it was a quick trip.
How long was the flight from Thailand to Ibiza?
Don't even get me. It was
for 2 days.
We were on the plane for a long time.
Longer than you were there.
So we pretty much we flew from here to Bangkok, which was like. It was like 14, 15 hours. Uh-huh. And then from there, and it was a one stop to a one stop in Taiwan.
Oh, cool.
So we got to, the airport was insane. It felt like the movie Bullet Train?
Mm-hmm.
The colors and everything, it felt like you were in the movie Bullet Train. It was like really, really crazy.
Was it in Taipei?
Probably. Yes. Taipei? Yes, Taipei. Oh.
Did you get to leave the airport and see anything? Or you went on a short layover?
We never left the airport just because it was like a 2 hour.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't want to like leave or anything. But I got to eat some Taiwanese food at the airport. I started my mukbang of my you know, I was gonna film every film every dish. I only did that one.
Oh, what'd you get?
started off hot though.
Let's go.
I was so excited and I did it. I was like super excited. I ate it, and after I finished, I was like, what am I doing?
That's
and
not gonna see the light of day.
Yeah, I know. But it was at the airport. It was this like beef stew dish. I was so pissed because on the picture, there was about like 8 balls of lamb or beef.
Meatball? Uh-huh.
That I thought I was going to get. And the shit came and it looked nothing like the picture. I got like 2 small little balls.
It's like Chef Boyardee. You think you're getting a meatball, you get a Cocoa Puff.
I had more potato balls than meat. And that's the thing about some of these countries, they don't give you enough meat.
Mm.
I need protein.
Well, they have normal portions. We are just disgusting.
That's so no, it's true. It's not. No, it's not, though. No, it's not normal portions. It's not. Because this plate had 2 small little beef balls. It would have been like, what, 5 grams of protein?
But you know other countries legit have things called American-sized because it's that big. That's crazy to think about. That's actually crazy.
I know, and that's fine. Clock us, that's fine. But I need my protein.
Look at how healthy their countries are versus ours.
I know, literally.
And even the food, if you eat the same exact food that you eat here in another country,
so much better.
Oh, all of our additives, chemicals, dairy in Japan is so much different than dairy here.
We were talking to a guy from Spain. He said how he went to the school in like Arizona or something for a year, and he said he ate the same.
Yeah.
Here, he said he gained so much weight.
Really?
He felt so disgusted. But imagine living in it or coming from another country to this country and eating the same thing.
You're blowing up.
You're like,
all the time.
What's going on?
Even
that must be a crazy feeling, eating the same food.
Even just landing, like comparing other airports to like LAX. So, imagine you're like, I made it to LA. I'm here. I mean, maybe that was you guys when you moved out here. But like you look around and it's literally like so bad.
So bad.
No, and like other countries are beautiful. Like they have like their airports are so nice. There's like, it's just, it's crazy.
So
I think
nice.
They think about the travelers, like just the way that the things they implement. I've seen at Singapore, at the Singapore airport, they have like, which I think is like the nicest airport in the world, right? They have like a Pilates studio you could take outside a waterfall. Like they have crazy
at
stuff.
At the airport?
At the airport. It's like, right, you wear like the headphones that are like, it's like a silent disco, but it's like you take it in front of the big waterfall.
Wow.
There's like a botanical garden.
That's crazy.
Literally, it was like right next to, I think it was inside a McDonald's or something, inside a fast food joint in Taiwan, in the Taiwanese airport. There was an elliptical bike right outside. And this lady was on it in the airport. And I'm like, that's what we fucking need. Have that shit everywhere in the fucking American airport. It'll be empty, but it's nice to have that option. I'd be on there.
They use the people movers, but the opposite way. You have to fight against the walk.
But it like powers something.
And this is the thing about like of customer service in any Asian country is just 10,000 times fucking better. If you were to ever leave your phone, your tablet, AirPods, anything on a plane in America, when are you gonna see that? When are you gonna see that phone
Never
ever again? Are you gonna you're gonna have to hit up a lost and found, which they're not gonna get back to you for at least a couple of days because it has to make it from the plane to the lost and found. Mm-hmm. So the whole process of getting your shit back takes so long, and if you lose it in another country, you're fucked. But Natalie left her Nintendo DS Switch on the last flight.
Uh-huh.
Didn't even realize it, right? The next flight, we were all just sitting in the terminal in the Taiwan and then in the Taiwan airport just waiting. Lady from the desk comes up and gives Natalie her Nintendo DS.
Wow.
And we couldn't believe it. We were like, you would never see that shit happen in America ever.
See, the same thing happened to me, but it turns out it was just customs making sure I'm taking all the stuff I bought home.
No, you're not leaving this shit here.
So yeah, that was like, as soon as I got that, I was like, oh wow, they're just like, they're just really nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So much nicer than Americans. And then we hop on another flight. We finally get to Bangkok, and it's so funny because in my head, it's never what I expect when I travel to another country. I have this image in my head and it's completely different. I was expecting the Thailand where it was more like the forest. And
that's the islands.
That's the islands, okay. Right?
You guys did go there, right?
No, we didn't. We went to the city. And I knew we were going to Bangkok. I knew it was going to be a city, but like I had this image of Thailand in my head.
Right, right.
And it's so crazy. It was the complete opposite of what I was expecting. We were in the city the whole time. And it was really, really fun. It was awesome. Everybody there was awesome. We met these guys there, and they took us out to dinner. And they were like kind of giving us the rundown of like
right.
all the spots there.
And like good local spots to eat at or something? Or just kind of like where to go?
Just kind of like what to do and where to go and what's like, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. And this guy was telling us how it's so normal in Thailand to have a, to not have a monogamous relationship where you can have two
uh-huh.
significant others, and they refer to that as big wife and small wife, where your big wife is your main wife and your small wife is like your
little side piece
or
something.
Your little side piece, but like both are aware of this relationship.
Okay.
And it's like kind of normal there. Which is kind of crazy.
Like legally married to both people, or is it just kind of like a
known thing?
Yeah.
It's just a known thing.
Got it. I wonder
big
if that's
spoon,
something that's
spoon.
Like
open yeah, but, communication. I like
open
that.
Relationships are crazy.
But
in
just
general.
Big wife and small wife is crazy. Like imagine knowing you're a small wife.
Ready to work my way up.
So I was wondering if we could talk about
I was
being
thinking
the big
maybe
wife.
I could be big. No.
When's the next promotion? You know when you're waiting
when's
for your engagement?
Promotion?
It's not
a promotion.
Is it happening? Is it happening? No, not engagement. It's to get to a big wife.
Is so polygamy legal?
I feel like in certain places it is.
Because there's that TLC show where that guy has like five wives in like Utah or something, right?
Oh, polygamy in
is illegal in all 50 states of the United States.
Is illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Then who's on that TLC show?
I know.
So maybe on the show, it's not like they're not like technically legally married. They're just like five girlfriends. But, you know.
While it's a crime under federal law and state laws, enforcement varies.
Is there a reason why?
Oh, some individuals and groups still engage in it, often in isolated or closed communities.
Sister wives. That's what that show is called.
In the legal sense, is there a reason why they don't want multiple spouses? Like, does it have to do with like money or something?
Polygamy was historically associated with the Mormon church, but they formally outlawed the practice in 1890.
Why is there a show about it if it's illegal?
Right.
That's my question. I gotta
watch
it.
Like there's a show about
moonshiners.
Or
okay.
It makes for good TV.
It makes for good TV.
Okay, so overall, though, you had a wonderful time in Bangkok.
Had a wonderful time in Bangkok. The food was amazing. We stayed at this hotel called Capella. Capella, we love you so much. They took care of us really nicely. Hotel was incredible.
Your room looked sick.
The staff is, like, it's just, because, you know, like, their culture, they are so accommodating. They are, like, anytime we were anywhere, they're just constantly looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you look at them, they're coming up to you already and asking for it. And you're just like, oh, no, it's fine. Like you feel so bad because they are just so on it. They're just on it. They're always looking at you, always bowing down, looking at you. And you could feel all the eyes on you waiting to take care of you for something.
Just super hospitable.
And it's all of them. And they're all like, they are at 100%. It's insane service. And they're so sweet. And I made some friends with them too, because I would see them in the same corner every day and we would chit chat. I actually had a trainer. There was
of
a guy.
Of course you did.
A guy was at the gym in the hotel. So I would work out and I was like, he would always just be there. And I was like, okay.
He's just a guest.
He charges Zane. He's like, I don't know. The guy's just paying me.
And there was no like, he would if I grab a roll of like a towel to wipe, he would just like replace that. And I was like, there's no reason he's just sitting here just doing those minor stuff. I go up to him like, are you a trainer too? He's like, yes, I'm a trainer. I was like, oh shit. Then let's train.
Did he train you? Okay.
Let's train.
Did you learn anything new? Any Thai movements maybe?
No, it was just like regular.
Oh, okay.
But them weights only went to like 45, so.
It's all right. They're about being
this is real life
there.
For me, you know? So we had to make the workouts like extra, you know, more reps, you know?
Yeah.
The food was amazing. We got to have like authentic Thai food in the hotel.
Unreal. I bet.
Unreal.
What was your favorite dish?
I ate their like ground chicken and rice. I forgot what it was called. But it was like, I had like basil on it.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
With a fried egg on top.
Yes.
I pretty much had that every single day.
Sounds good.
Because it's like the closest thing to what I'm eating for.
Thai basil, so good.
Yes. That's
exactly
what
it's called. It's called Pad Krapao Gai.
Yep.
Spicy Thai basil chicken.
Yes.
Did you have any pad see ew?
Oh, it looks so good.
I didn't eat.
Pad see ew. That's my favorite.
Tell me I'm sick.
I didn't. You know why? Because like, it's not like my favorite dish. I know.
You should leave.
But you know what? I love the curry chicken that they make. But the coconut green. They have the green one that I was eating.
I love coconut.
Oh my God.
How was the mango sticky rice?
Remy, they have the best mangoes.
I believe it, yeah.
On the planet.
I want to go there.
The
just
best
for that.
Mangoes, just go to Thailand. Literally, and they're everywhere. There are mango sticky rice everywhere. Mango sticky rice is as popular as like
hamburger.
It's like a burger. Like every time when you're on the road and you're like what is something that is everywhere in America?
Is mango sticky rice is a dessert though, right?
With the condensed milk. No wonder you love it.
It didn't.
He's like I was eating.
It didn't feel like it didn't feel like a dessert. Like when it was like on their menu, like it wasn't in the dessert section. It was always in like the entree section and like the. So I don't know. I feel
maybe
like it wasn't
a dessert.
He likes his sweets though. He probably
salty, a little sweet.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds amazing.
It did, but I didn't have any. I didn't have mango sticky rice together. I just had their mangoes.
Okay, did you have any mango smoothies though?
No mango smoothie.
Oh, man.
Their mangoes.
But I did have their mango juice.
Good.
Ooh.
I did. In their hotel, they had like little mango juices that they would make and stock up in the fridge. It was really good.
That's one. Don't judge me. That's one fruit. I like the juice more than the fruit.
Yes.
I don't judge you. That's how I feel about guavas.
Yes.
I've tried to eat guavas. I love guava juice. I've tried to eat guavas like 20 times and I just don't love it as much as I love the juice.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You know, you know what I found out that I really hate on this trip? The fruit papaya.
Wait, it's gross.
Wait, okay. No, you need good papaya.
People say
no,
it tastes like feet.
I had the best papaya. I had the best papaya.
I believe in Thailand it would be good.
Wait, I had the best papaya. Hawaii, so best. Hawaii.
Yes. It is different.
It's a fruit I've never tasted anywhere else.
I was addicted.
It tastes like puke.
Maybe it was the species of papaya that you had or like the kind. I know what you mean. A lot of people say it tastes like feet.
Like I will not eat papaya.
It tastes like feet.
You know people eat papaya seeds? Apparently it gets rid of any parasites in your stomach.
Oh, it did, all right.
More than dessert.
They had this, I don't know, there was a specific fruit. It felt like, you know, inside of an orange or inside of a grapefruit.
I know you're going to say orange.
Inside of a grapefruit.
Yeah.
But it was like giant.
A pomelo.
It was like yellow.
Yep.
Pomelo.
It was awesome. No, I loved it.
I have my whole backyard. Have you seen them at my house?
It's a super little fruit.
Are you sure it's a pomelo?
Yeah, I think so. And it's a giant, giant grapefruit.
A giant grapefruit. Yep. Yeah. But all we saw was the inside. We didn't see the outside.
What color was the inside?
It was like light yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pomelo.
It was amazing. I kept looking sour. I looked at the salve. I was like, this is amazing. I was like, what is this? Is this a Thailand fruit?
Did you put sugar on it?
No, I just had the... It was like very, very lightly sweet. It didn't need anything. It was just like it was a little bit of tart, a little bit of sweet.
Okay.
Oh my God. Check out his tree before he moves.
And I'll bring it. I got 50 of them growing right now.
And you know what? You know what? Their portions, again, they're not American. I got a waffle. It was a quarter of a waffle. Mm. And I ate it. I'm like, you know what?
Not enough. I was like, you know what? I'll do more.
It's crazy how America, you get the whole thing and then a more on top. In Thailand, they gave you that small little quarter waffle and it was more than enough.
Wow.
And we just need to realize that we don't need so much on our plate when we order food.
How many nutter butters did you eat before we started this episode?
4.
Oh, okay.
10.
there was one more thing that was done. I just don't want to talk about it because
okay,
cliffhanger.
No.
There's an ad.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, DraftKings Casino.
Join the fun on DraftKings Casino, baby. Ranked the number one online casino experience. They've got everything you've been searching for. Thousands of exciting games, huge jackpots, exclusive offers, and more. New players get a 10-day welcome offer. 500 spins on Huff and More Puff when you play just $5 to start.
If you guys know Alicia and I, you know how much we love Huff and More Puff. I'm not kidding. When I go to a casino, I am only playing on the slots Huff and More Puff.
Mm-hmm. And it's so enjoyable to watch you guys play it.
Oh, when the big bad wolf comes out and you got the straw.
Is that the one we saw you play in Vegas?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love that one. And then you got the stone, the brick.
Yep.
That's a good one, guys.
So download the DraftKings Casino app and sign up with code BASIC and spin your favorite slots. The crown is yours. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org and please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days. Valid for featured game only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends 8/24/25 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Number one based on Eilers and Krejcik 2H24 product analysis. Thank you, DraftKings Casino, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. Oh, what was the boat stuff in Ibiza? Was that just like... Because it looked like there was like other boats out on the water. Was it like a yacht party kind of?
It was honestly the whole Ibiza trip was very chill. You would think that we would like partied, right? You thought like this 2 days was like an insane party. We didn't really party.
Did it seem like it was a party scene though? And you guys just opted out, or
it was? So we were with this brand called Nude Project. They were amazing. It's a Spanish brand. who's owned by this wonderful kid named Bruno. This was his, like, their first trip that they did for the brand, and they just invited a big group to go out to Ibiza, and they had such a lovely setup with, like, their brand. They're branding
everywhere.
It's a
clothing brand, right?
Yeah. The pool was so insane. It was like the pool and the grass around it was like, it was like a Japanese grass. It was like puffy everywhere. I forget what the grass is called, but it looked so nice. And they just had activities for us every day, all day. And part of their itinerary, it wasn't like set, but like in their, they were like, oh, they're going to want to go out at night. But they had so much for us to do during the day where we were just wiped at night. Yeah. We would literally fall asleep while eating dinner.
That was low-key us in Japan. We kept saying we were like going to go out one night and we just never got to it. Cause by the time dinner came, like the thought of going, like we wanted to karaoke so bad and it just never happened.
Yeah.
But it was because we were like, damn, we're tired. Like so then tired. We have so many more days. So,
because you don't want to like waste the daytime. You want to really enjoy.
I think it's also, it's just getting older. Oh, that's crazy. I'm just gonna say it. I didn't want to say it.
It's terrible. You're so old.
I know.
You have to literally have to stay at a place like an extra like 2 weeks to like really get everything done, because if you want to do something at day, you have to go to sleep at night. If you want to go do something at night, you have to sleep all day.
Did you guys end up going to Golden Guy while you were in Japan?
What's Golden Guy?
No, we didn't. And Cal really wanted to.
That was my favorite area.
Shinjuku, right? Shinjuku Golden Guy. It's like this little alleyway of like all
with the tiny
bars
that were like
so fun.
Yes. They were upstairs, downstairs.
And there's some mall. Yeah. It's crazy. Go in. Like it literally, the court, like it goes like this.
So sick.
It has like three spots. Yeah. Three stools maybe.
But every single bartender was like next level. Yeah. The way that they were making these drinks, it's like it's you and like a couple other people with your bartender guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, the one spot that we went to, he was so good. He was like cutting like blocks of ice into like different shapes.
Oh
in
my
the
God.
Glass. It was like beautiful.
Even the little snacks he put in that little bowl just for us to just munch on as we're waiting for a drink. We're like, damn, this is good. This
that's
is
better. Right.
That pub makes it different.
Anything we've eaten in America.
Yeah, it was awesome. But I loved Golden Guy. Yeah. I was curious.
Oh, but
if
that
you
area, man. If you want to eat at a restaurant, you better book it a month in advance because the restaurants are so small. That's a book.
Oh yeah,
so long, and it's like so good too.
We were trying to like, we were like, you know what, we need to go to like a really nice Japanese steakhouse, and we didn't really think about the fact that obviously they're probably booked out. We went during like a high tourist time.
I could have slept. We could have eaten in the broom.
I was gonna say, I know
like
a broom closet you could go to. Mm-hmm. I know one.
But we didn't really think about that. So the night that we were going to try it to, we ended up not being able to. But everything that we ate there. Did you guys go to Ichiran?
I didn't get to it. Did you get to it?
No, I kept wanting to take Ollie. And then it was the last day. And then I finally took him. And the line was so long. And I was like, there's one in New
York. What's the percentage that you guys were like not seeing each other in Japan?
Her and I?
Half?
Like half, yeah.
Yeah.
50% of the time? Damn. Yeah,
maybe it's slightly less, but.
I know, I barely saw her.
It's so weird because like we always would room together anytime we traveled, and now that she's a married woman, a month and a day.
Oh, it's like weird
insane
to do
it's
that,
been
right?
over a month.
No, it's not weird. It's just I have to spend time with him.
It's just so different.
When I just wanted to leave.
but wait, he was there?
Cal was there, yeah.
Oh, I
It was like a mini honeymoon.
He took all the photos of me.
Got it. I did not see one piece of content of him.
He took all the photos of me.
That's funny.
But I have to say though, if you like Ichiran ramen, you can go to, I bet you could order it online too. The home kit tastes exactly.
I heard that.
Exactly the same.
I have one in the thing.
Yeah, it tastes exactly the same. So if you don't want to get there, you can make it at home.
Let's see if it will tongue Hulu.
I was.
Wait, you guys, after this, we're doing a video where we all brought different foods to see will it or will it not tongue Hulu, meaning we're going to dip it in liquid sugar and see if it tastes good or not.
Oh my God, I'm really excited about one of the items that I brought. So, because I feel like it's actually going to fucking hit.
Mm-hmm. Which the one? Chicken tenders?
No, the bacon.
The hard boiled egg.
It's going to be good.
The bacon's going to be good. It's going to taste like fuck the
I love
the millionaire bacon.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love a candied bacon. Yeah. Mm. With a little brown sugar.
Yes.
I got cherry flavored bacon. I didn't even know it existed. I was like, okay.
Are you sure it wasn't cherry smoked bacon?
It's on cherry wood, baby.
Wait.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I honestly
No, I saw the cherries on. I think I saw a picture
they
of the cherries.
Put cherries
Wait,
on it?
Jordan, can you check the bacon in the fridge, please, and let us
God
know?
God, fuck. I think I looked at it three times. He's like, I was like, cherry.
It was either cherry or apple bacon. Apple
would smoke bacon too. The two options. Wait, yeah.
I have to tell you one thing. After talking about bacon, after we figure out this debacle.
No, you know what? That's not fair because fucking chicken apple sausages, they're fucking, it's apples in it.
And you totally know what? You are right.
It is wild cherry wood bacon.
But look at the bacon. Fucking cherries on there.
But it looks like...
It's cherries. Look, no, there's pictures of cherries.
Please show the camera. I'm sorry. It also, the meat looks like normal bacon.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Picture of cherries,
on
look.
On your side, I love cherry anything. I feel like cherry bacon would be delicious.
Uh-huh. Right?
And tonghulu would even better. I really do think that.
Tonghulu!
you guys, in Japan, one day when Alicia was gone... it was two people's birthday on the trip. So obviously we were like, what do you guys want to do? We'll do whatever you want. And they really wanted to go to the animal cafes. So we did the otter cafe.
Oh.
And then we went straight from the otter cafe to the mini pig cafe.
Oh my God.
And then I feel so bad saying this. Well, it was so cute and they were so sweet and they looked like they were having a good time. And then after that, we went to this viral udon place that's known for their carbonara udon. So I was like, so excited. I was like, oh my God, can't wait to try this like viral. Like literally people wait hours in line. We got there. There was like barely any line. We get in. I order this carbonara udon. They're making fresh udon in front of you.
Oh my God.
They fill it with an egg yolk, a mound of Parmesan cheese, a pat of butter.
So good.
And then three hunks of pork belly.
Oh no, no. And was this place attached to this pig cafe?
No, it was down the street.
Oh my God, imagine you see one of the workers from that one's like.
I need the world to know I did not eat the bacon. I did not. I felt too bad to eat it, but it was really sad.
Yeah, that's tough. Right after playing with pigs.
I felt so bad.
Damn. We are like really gross.
Yeah.
Like think about animals like looking at us like. If they were to seeing what we were doing.
What if we're the animals?
We are the animals.
We are.
To them, we are.
Mm-hmm. after the pig cafe, I really did want to go vegan.
Oh, doing stuff like that will completely wreck you for a long time.
They're so sweet. Oh, I could cry. They're so cute.
Okay, so what if I don't feel anything in that moment? Like, am I a bad person?
It's different.
We went to Japan with Bretman, and Bretman has 30 chickens.
Bretman had no problem.
No. Well, he doesn't even eat imagine having 30 chickens. He doesn't even eat the chicken's eggs.
Oh yeah, you told
me. Oh yeah,
he does. He's like, those are my babies.
But he eats like chicken and eggs.
He eats normal chicken and normal eggs.
But never his babies though.
No.
I have a really good prank idea.
What is it?
The way he's watching this.
We
put both.
Hi, Brad. We put
a plate of chicken like from a store and his chicken. And then we go, which one's your chicken?
No. My aunt had three chickens growing up named Meanie, Miney, and Moe. And then one day they went missing.
And which one?
All three. Her neighbor came over like 2 days later with fried chicken offering her some.
Stop.
No, Remy, no.
And there's a world where maybe it wasn't Meanie, Miney, or Moe. But she tells me that story. But where'd they go? I don't know. They ran away.
That's crazy.
It's really sad, actually.
Wait, how old were you?
I caught those chickens that were running around your backyard.
They actually ran away? They didn't go to a chicken farm?
Oh, I don't know. My aunt was like 10. She's told me the story. I wasn't alive yet. She's told me this story. They weren't my chickens.
I think Meanie, Miney, Mo were deep fried in a...
I will say I saw a TikTok today. Everything I say is from a TikTok, but it was these people... They were hunting something and they were saying that like it is better to like hunt and obviously like use every part of the animal than like just kind of like mindlessly putting in that space between the two. All to say, I feel very guilty for ordering the carbonara after going to the pig cafe and looking back, I should have asked for no bacon. And I ate around it and it was still delicious.
Yeah. Is deep frying the meat like okay to do? Is that like part of the hunting?
It cleanses it. It wipes away any sort of
with like good breading on it. Like that helps.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Wix.
Okay, you know when you are sitting on your best friend's couch and you are watching some trashy reality TV and you are eating all the snacks and you are just having the best girls' night ever, and then you start talking about like, wait, imagine if we just did XYZ. Imagine if we did this and this. Imagine how big our business would be if we made this product. Boom. We all get these crazy ideas and they're the best. But obviously, You got to take that idea somewhere. You know, you can't just let it sit on that girls' night couch and never handle it again. So what you need to do is go to Wix.com, make yourself a website, and boom, you have a booming business.
Exactly. Wix puts incredible website creation at your fingertips with their AI site builder. You answer a few questions and get a personalized business-ready site fast. Prefer to start from a template? Wix offers over 2,000 designer-made templates that are fully customizable and come with an out-of-the-box business functionality.
The Wix.com interface is super easy and fun. It's all drag and drop. There's an amazing AI image studio and tons of amazing design effects. If you're looking to sell products or services, schedule appointments, etc., Wix.com also has you covered with built-in solutions with no add-ons required.
And Wix has been pioneering in website tech for almost 20 years now. These guys seriously understand web design and what it takes to run your own business. So if you're ready to create your own website, all you have to do is go to Wix.com. That's Wix.com to start building your website today.
Thank you so much to Wix for sponsoring our show. We love you. Overall, though, our trip was so much fun. Alicia got to see your family so much. How were they?
Yeah, we only like, I felt so weird not actually being with you much, but I feel like the days I was seeing Yuka and the kids, which it's like so cool because I just saw them a few months ago and like, I love them so much. It was also their birthdays. So it was fun. We all had like one big birthday, like dinner together. The kids wanted out of everything, TJIF.
TJ, well, they have just, one in it's Japan?
Just, it's just Fridays now. It's just Fridays.
They call it TJIF in Japan still.
No way.
Yeah.
It's just Fridays.
I drove by one the other day and the whole sign completely changed. Just how like they did Dunkin' Donuts, how it's just Dunkin'.
Just Dunkin'.
Wait,
lose the donuts. Why?
They lost the donuts.
Well, you know why? Because they're more than just donuts.
They've evolved. Right.
It's true.
Wow.
But yeah, I saw a sign. It was just Fridays.
Did they want God out of the title?
Oh.
Yeah.
TGIF. Wait, that's so interesting.
That is interesting.
That goes with the minimalism. Like, I just spit. That goes with the minimalism.
Fridays does sound better. Like, Fridays.
Oh, you go to Fridays?
Just days.
Days. Fries.
Days.
Fries.
Speaking of fries, you remember Fries Electronics?
Yeah. I would always.
Oh, my God.
I would always. My IE baddies and our OC baddies. We driving to Disneyland right on before the Bell. There'd be the 91, the Fries, and I always wanted to go.
The spaceship.
I never went.
It's huge.
I've never been.
It was the coolest electronic store ever.
I would have spent a lot of money.
But why did they do? Why did they show? Like,
I think they just got beat out by So my dad used to work for a company called Sound Advice, which was like a really nice high end electronic store, like TVs, stereos, like top of the line stuff. They went out of business because Best Buy just like people were just doing that and they carried more. So it was just like, I think Fry's probably got beat out by Best Buy. People were just like using the app and
even Best
Amazon.
Buy now, I feel like a lot of people just order stuff, you know,
order and pick it up or just order and deliver. Yeah.
Or just crazy. Amazon everything now. It's insane.
And it's crazy. I get surprised every day on what items you can
everything
just you order from
you
Amazon.
You literally never have to leave your house with Amazon.
You can order a whole living room set. You can order a whole couch.
Everything.
Anything you want.
Can you order a car on Amazon?
I'll look. Facebook Marketplace though.
I think you could probably order like the electric, like bigger golf cart type cars.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Best Buy?
On Amazon.
Amazon.
Like Amazon, you could order full blown like dirt bikes, motorcycles, and stuff like that comes in a crate, and they just
next day delivery.
Together. Insane.
Wait, guys,
you can get a car.
What I said? What's the most expensive item you can order on Amazon? And for the first time ever, it says unusual activity has been detected from your device. Try again later with a code. Right above it is polygamy, but I'm like.
On ChatGPT,
I've never had an error like this. Oh, unusual weird. Activity. What do you think?
What if
I'm
that's
doing?
Like their secret word. Dog?
Mine won't do it either.
Really,
Jordan's okay. Heavy breathing.
Why?
What's the most expensive thing you can buy on Amazon?
Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos does not want us to know.
Yes, you can buy a car on Amazon through Amazon Autos. You can browse, order, finance, and purchase new Hyundai vehicles online.
Oh, they have Amazon Auto. Oh, so it's like a whole
wow.
It's crazy that this came from books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Remy, I forgot that was literally crazy. A bookstore.
Look at that, man. I could get a Palisade.
Oh my God. Wait,
for how much? I could
get a Kona.
For how much?
Shop now. Here we go.
Wait, now because you're a Prime member, can you get it for
$50,000?
And they ship it to you, or how does that work?
Pick up at South Bay.
You know what I find so interesting? That Carvana thing, that vending machine for cars.
That blows my mind.
Never seen. It's like on the side of the freeway. It's like a big glass dome where there's cars.
That's what that is.
Yeah, yes. you get a coin.
No.
You put it into their slot, and the car comes down.
It's on like elevator system. Where they're all.
And how much is this coin?
I think there's a Mission Impossible where they're like. In looks like a Carvana.
There's one in Orange County, like on the freeway.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what that is.
Yeah. Yep. You get a big ass coin and you put it in the slot, and then your car comes down.
Is it
down.
A rental?
No,
is
you
it,
buy
is it. For shits and giggles that they have that? Like, what's the.
I don't know.
I think because it's fun.
Yeah, because why not?
No, that's a blind box. Why if not? You ask me.
Uh-huh. What?
That is a blind box.
Wait. Carvana. There's no way. I know exactly
what
mine's
not even processing it.
It's like a big cylinder.
You buy the car and they give you a coin, you put it in the slot.
How do you test drive it?
Not important.
Not all of us test drive cars.
Very good, Remy.
No, it's true. I don't. I get anxious driving in for a person.
Oh, it's funny you said that because there's some cars that are so expensive where you can't test drive it.
You can't like go. I want to go test drive the Lamborghini. They're like, okay.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Oh, I just get so shy. I'm like, it's fine. I'll just take it.
Or if you are test driving it, you're driving it.
But you're buying
it.
I feel uncomfortable doing test drives. I do not like, all right, well, let me drive it. I just like, I feel really funny about it.
I act like I'm getting a driving test. Like I'm getting my license.
But the thing is that you need to, the problem is that we need to drive it.
Also, because the way I'm going to drive it to test it, you ain't going to like it.
That's probably why.
The value of the car is going to go down once I get out of this car.
I think I always think about the what if I get into an accident right now during a test drive, I would never want to deal with that. I don't even know what would happen.
I've gotten cars from CarMax before, and if I remember correctly, they don't sit in the car with you. You give them like your license and they make a copy of it and they're like, you can take it for like 30 minutes, like drive it around. So you feel comfortable. That's the thing.
See,
I get
if it
so
fits
nervous.
In like a McDonald's drive through, how easy it makes
that's
it.
That's the thing.
They have your ID.
Let me go run some errands real quick and get a feel for it.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to test drive. And like, you know how Tesla, they give you the car for the day.
Oh,
like, remember I got the car for a day.
Oh yeah. You got like to, you could return it if you
didn't like it. Yeah. I returned
it
the next day. I was like, oh, I hate it.
What kind of car?
It was the Model X. It was like
the Model X, the big one with the doors,
the SUV version.
I feel like that makes sense because it's like it was a newer brand, even like Rivian or something. Like people, when you don't know much about it, you're more hesitant to like fully, I don't know.
Normalize 30-day guarantee returns for cars.
I agree.
Because people get buyer's remorse, you know? Mm-hmm. I think you should be able to return it.
As long as you don't scratch it or dent it or curb rush it. I love curb rushing my cars.
I saw a really unethical hack. So if your tires start getting low and you need to get new tires, it's a couple $1,000. Mm-hmm. Like it's expensive. Like if you have like nice tires, you rent the same car that you have.
That's
and you just swap the wheels out.
Uh-uh. That's so bad.
Like if your Tesla started getting like bald tires or lower tires. You rent your same Tesla for the day and you just...
From like Enterprise or something?
Whatever's the cheapest.
But they'll know. They'll see the tire. The tire's like different.
This is the... How would they know?
I will say whenever I return a rental car, no one looks at it. I always think it's crazy.
I feel like they do look at it though. I think they do.
They look at scratches. I feel like they don't look at
I don't think
like
they're checking like
the
tire tread.
Serial number. That is...
Tire tread is like something really...
Something you kind of just like overlook or you just be like, oh, I guess they were lower than I thought. You're not expecting somebody to go swap the tires on your car.
Yeah, that is like a crazy...
That's bad karma waiting
really
to happen,
bad.
Though.
That's really... That
I saw it was like one of those like unethical hack type things. I was like, that's bad. But like, I could see people doing
that. But you
that.
Know what? As if you're going to do that, make sure your tire is like not dangerous.
Jordan's over there writing it down. He's like
he said,
It makes me feel good. I've never thought to do that. Yeah. You know? But like I can't... Like what?
It's like that. It's like some shit where you switch the tires and those tires cause an accident for that driver.
Oh
like,
my God.
That's like scary.
Yeah. I'm saying bad karma, dangerous. We're not going to do it.
You know?
We're not doing it.
That's bad. We got some banger videos coming up in the next few weeks that I'm really excited about. All of the stuff came in for our Olympics.
Oh. No, wait, could you tell earlier? I completely, that one wasn't in my calendar yet. Cause I was like,
it's going to be good.
No, I don't think I got
We've got a lot happening this weekend.
Exactly. Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered where you can get everything and more for $10 a month.
Yes. And you will find out, will it Tong Hulu? That is the never ending question.
Best $10 that you'll ever spend. And the amount of content you'll get is never ending.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And we will see you guys next week with another one. And we love you.
Exactly.
Bye. Love you guys.
Peace and blessings, y'all.
It is in my calendar.